Not for the island. There hasn't been very. There has been some of the recommendations have seen an inshore forum set up, but it doesn't go far enough for the islanders, and hence that's why we met with the committee of the Raptors yesterday.
So, what do islanders want to see?
There's certain, you know. For example, we believe that there's a heritage recommendation there that the islanders should have, I suppose, not full access, but a little bit more leeway as to some of the fisheries that we're currently banned from fishing, and it goes across the board. And that's just one of the recommendations. We feel as islanders, not just Aranmore, but all the way down and around the country, that's we've been left behind, I suppose, a little bit on the fishery deal of it. The agriculture end of it is held up well from Brussels. So we feel just that, it's a very good report, and we complimented the committee for the report, but it's, I suppose, it stalled a little bit. And yesterday, I think, we all came away with quite a positive outcome on how the meeting went.
Now, you're saying it is a pretty good report. So is it time for the government to start implementing this report immediately?
Yeah, I would say so, and that was the feeling I got from the chairperson, Andrew Doyle, TD from Wicklow. He's the chair, seems to be a very fair, balanced man, and I think that was the view coming away from all the committee members, including our own Thomas Pringle, who's actually sitting in that committee as well, that something, moves have to be made to implement some of the recommendations. It has to go through the House now, and it's not just a matter of saying, okay, let's go and implement these recommendations. You have to sort of jump hoops, which I find a little bit crazy at times, but that's the country we live in. But hopefully, and I think that was the main gist of what we left yesterday, that there is a positivity about it, and they feel that they are going to move it along as much as they can.